The housing market, of course, remains very weak in many parts of the country, so some sellers are getting creative. NPR's Carolyn Beeler has more.
Bill Worthington calls himself a human prop. He seems more like an enthusiastic tour guide.
Look around the kitchen here. It's essentially a brand new kitchen with high-end appliances, brand new cabinetry.
Worthington is showing me his $1.5 million Princeton, New Jersey home, just like a proud owner would. But he doesn't own the place. He doesn't even know the owner. He just moved in, furnished and decorated the house, and he keeps it in perfect condition.
This is a daily chore. I get up, I gotta make the bed so it looks like that.
It looks like a bed in a hotel. Every morning he drags himself up.
Then it's simply a matter of straightening the bed, putting the decorative pillows back in place. I'm not a real good Susie homekeeper, so it takes me maybe 10 minutes of staggering around here half awake.
Worthington is a home manager, which he says means
living high on the hog for not a lot of money.
Worthington pays $1,500 a month to live in the house. In exchange for great digs at a relatively low price, Worthington keeps the house in perfect condition. It has to be ready to show prospective buyers at a moment's notice.
Toilet seats have to be down. No toothpaste or toothbrushes on the bathroom counter.
John and Carla Schaefitz run show homes in Princeton, New Jersey. They hired Worthington to live in the house, which had been on the market for 3 years before the owner called in extra help. Carla Schaefitz says the company operates under the assumption that lived-in houses sell for more than empty ones.
The prospective buyer will know that the house is vacant, because there is no food in the refrigerator, there's no clothes in the closets. So therefore, what happens is they will lowball offers because they feel that the owner might be struggling because they might have two mortgages.
Nationally, the franchise has about a third more homes in the system than this time last year. There aren't statistics on whether having someone live in a home makes it sell faster, but it is generally accepted that staging does help. Koki Adasi-Afuya is a realtor in Washington, D.C. He saw home staging increase when the housing market hit the skids.
I saw the big jump probably back in about 2007, 2008. Inventory, you know, kept increasing and people saw that it was getting harder to sell a house. So they started to think of other creative ways to make the property sell.
For many sellers, those ways include traditional staging and its newer cousin, virtual staging. A company will use a photo editing program like Photoshop to add furniture and decorations to images that can be posted online. The idea is to help buyers visualize what the house could look like if they moved in. But it's controversial. Walter Maloney is a spokesman for the National Association of Realtors.
It's fine to show window treatments and furniture in a room to kind of give it perspective. But if you go beyond that to the extent of, for example, photoshopping in a chandelier that isn't there or changing the exterior view from a building to trees, then that is misrepresentation.
Washington realtor Adasi-Afuya says some of his buyers use photo editing programs to help them picture how a new home would look furnished. But he doesn't recommend virtual staging for his sellers. Touched-up online houses can easily create disappointed house hunters when they see the real thing. Carolyn Beeler, NPR News, Washington.